going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in, 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. You know, I'm in a million-dollar bucks mood type of mood today. Like, I'm feeling sensational. I do. I went to the ballpark last night. I saw the Mets just pound the crap out of the Phillies once again. I had a few tasty treats at the ballpark. I had a chicken bucket with some mac and cheese bites, which were really damn good. I did try the chicken bacon ranch egg roll. It was good. It wasn't as great as it looked. And also, the Los Angeles Lakers won last night. So I'm not only a selfish person in terms of, oh, Zach, the Mets beat the Phillies. You know, they own the Phillies right now. We got the NFL draft coming your way tomorrow. So today is a very exciting show for us. But I always like to see other people happy. And I don't think there's another person I work with right now than Stuart Kovacs that I would rather see happy, right? And we got a little run from his Notre Dame football team, the little engine that could choo-choo all the way to the college football national championship game. And that was a good moment for Stu because his Raiders stink. They're a disaster. Now, we'll look over his Yankees as Stu roots for a bunch of different teams. But Stu's Los Angeles Lakers, for the last like year or two, he has hate-watched the Los Angeles Lakers. And after game one, they lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Stu was down in the dumps. And last night, LeBron, more importantly, Luka, they showed up. They said, bleep Nico Harrison, and now this series is all tied at one apiece. And I know why they got that victory last night. Because Stu got blood taken out of his body yesterday. And he had that blue armband on. And I said, you doing, I thought was a good deed, because I thought he was donating blood, but in reality, he was just getting blood work done. But Stu came to the studio yesterday like a warrior, no complaints, no drama whatsoever. And Stu showed up with that blue armband on. And I said, if the Los Angeles Lakers win, we need to see that armband on tomorrow. And I'm looking at Stu right now. It's tough to see through the glass if Stu has the armband on. Is it there?
We have a problem, Zach.
What happened?
It did not survive the shower this morning.
Oh, my God.
So the armband is gone. Fell right off. I was showering and it plop, right off. Gone.
It just snapped?
It's just like the adhesiveness went away, if you will.
Oh, my God. So it disintegrated right before our eyes?
Not good.
You didn't scoop it back up off the floor and like pin it to your chest or something?
I feel like at that point, the damage has been done.
Well, you know what, folks? You know, bow your heads, everyone. We're going to have a moment of silence. Thank you. And that moment of silence was not only for Stu's blue armband, but also the Lakers season. If they lose this series, if Anthony Edwards starts to show up and be an assassin, I expect Barrett Sports Media, I expect Awful Announcing to do a deep dive into the armband that snapped that broke the Lakers season. How do you let that armband break? How do you, like, you know, sometimes when you get surgery and you have to put on like a protective sleeve when you go into the shower, how didn't you put on one of those, what looks like a shower condom pretty much just on your arm? How did you do that?
Yeah, I probably should have thought that through before I showered this morning, but yeah, not ideal.
Oh, boy.
Makes me feel worse about the win now because
yeah,
I'm
going to
get blamed
over
when they lose.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Minnesota. Minnesota now in five. That's what's going to happen. They're going to win in five because Shannon Sharpe has his own issues right now, Stu, so you've become like the biggest Laker fan in the national landscape. That's just the truth. And you just let that shower band, you know, the shower just snap that band of yours. And now there's no chance whatsoever that the Los Angeles Lakers are going on a deep run. Anyway, we're in a good mood today. Ryan Hot Take Hickey. Well, I said we were in a good mood. We'll probably be in a bad mood in about 35 minutes from now. Ryan Hot Take Hickey is going to join us coming up at 3:40 p.m. Eastern time. He'll give us his spiciest takes for the NFL draft. Also in the 4 p.m. Eastern time hour, we are doing a yearly tradition. It's the Zach Gelb Show Top 10 Mock Draft. We have experts from every city when we take a look at the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the New York Football Giants, the New England Patriots, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Duval, the Las Vegas Raiders, the New York Jets, the Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, and the Chicago Bears. And we will do a mock draft and we will react to the 10 picks that those quote-unquote experts do make. And then Joe Thomas, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, he's going to join us coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. You know, Joe Thomas is announcing the Cleveland Browns' second-round pick at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So I'm going to try to throw kind of a Zach Gelb Show life raft out there to Joe Thomas and see if he will reel us in, and maybe he could give us like a little shout-out. Imagine if Joe Thomas gets up there for the Browns' second-round selection, which I think is a 33rd pick, which is the first pick in the second round. And he goes, this is for Zach. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. So that'd be pretty cool if Joe Thomas could give us a little love here at the Infinity Sports Network. So we have a very active show today and a very crazy show today. And it's going to be a fun sprint for the next 3 hours. Okay. Here is what I'm buzzing about right now. I am buzzing about Peter Schrager's one and only mock draft. Now, I understand some people have a job to do. Stu and I have a job to do on a daily basis, and we did like 7 or 8 mock drafts. It was fun through the last 7 or 8 weeks. A guy like a Chris Trapasso or a Ryan Wilson or a Mel Kiper or Phil Yates, who's starting to look like Mel Kiper, or Todd McShay, they got to pump out these mock drafts just over and over and over and over and over again. Peter Schrager, though, is a very respected voice in the NFL community. Peter Schrager gives one and only one mock draft each and every year, and it's the day or 2 days before the actual draft does happen. And last year, if you recall, right, this isn't Schrager-related, but Adam Schefter said, hey, folks, 2 days before the draft, and this came out of nowhere, Michael Penix Jr. could go 8 to the Falcons. I'm hearing it, right? And then he also said, ooh, the Broncos could get Bo Nix at 12. I'm hearing that's a possibility. And let's be real, you had bozos like myself and Stu that last year we sat on the radio for like 3-4 months leading into the draft, and guess what? None of us were able to predict that Michael Penix Jr. was going to go 8 to the Falcons, or Bo Nix could have gone 12th to the Denver Broncos. If you would have called me up last year at this time and you would have said, Zach, I got intel that the Falcons have the 8th overall pick and they're going to draft Michael Penix Jr., I would say, how long were you at Magic City last night and what were you smoking? And was Stuart Kovacs with you? And I probably would have said those same questions when it comes to the Denver Broncos. Like, what are you smoking? If you told me 2 days before the draft or a day before the draft last year that Bo Nix was going to be the 12th overall pick. And really, the reason I bring this up is because the news cycle goes in bizarre waves with the NFL draft. Just look at the Cleveland Browns. It went from Shedeur Sanders second overall to then Abdul Carter. And now everyone anticipates Travis Hunter is going to be the second overall pick. Abdul Carter will go three to the Giants. And then a lot of people expect Shedeur Sanders to fall and potentially fall all the way to 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think the most obvious mock draft opinion outside of, like, the most consistent mock draft opinion outside of Cam Ward to the Tennessee Titans, but even then, there was some thought maybe Mike Borgonzi would say goodbye to the pick and he would trade down. Or maybe they go Abdul Carter. Or maybe they go Travis Hunter. But I think the most consistent mock draft opinion for the last month or two is Mason Graham going 5 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's been the opinion. And you talk about things just going all over the place and just moving all around the world. The Raiders at 6 were another team that, about a month and a half ago, it was, will Shedeur Sanders fall there? And now the fact that it looks like Shedeur Sanders is going to fall there, in the last month, month and a half, people have been saying, oh, Ashton Jeanty is going to be the pick with the Raiders. Well, when I went to Peter Schrager's one and only one mock draft and his lone mock draft, which he did put out there, Peter Schrager now with ESPN, these are how the first 6 picks did go. Number 1, Cam Ward to the Tennessee Titans, expected. Number 2, Travis Hunter to the Cleveland Browns, expected. Number 3, Abdul Carter to the New York Football Giants, expected. Number 4, Will Campbell. Will Campbell to the New England Patriots, expected. And then this was the mic drop. Oh, no, he didn't. Wow, Peter Schrager bomb that I haven't seen projected anywhere until Peter Schrager put out this mock draft. Ashton Jeanty, our guy, Ashton Jeanty, to the Jacksonville Jaguars in at number 5. Stu, we are a day away from the 2025 NFL draft. You went from, I want Shedeur Sanders, to I'm okay with them passing up on Shedeur Sanders. I'm in on Ashton Jeanty with your Raiders. Now Peter Schrager is predicting that Armin Membu would then be the pick to the Raiders at 6, and Ashton Jeanty will be off the board at 5. I know your Lakers season, even though it was saved last night, but then it's going to poof into thin air because you didn't stick with that blue armband on your arm. Now you may need to do something else, like a special dance tonight, or you may have to have some different superstition, because Stu is very superstitious. Because Jeanty, the guy that you have now warmed up to, the guy that you would now want, may not be on the board when the Raiders pick at 6. So Schrager only does one mock draft. And to have this intel now, which really no one else was talking about, Jeanty going 5 to the Jaguars, I not only think now that this is a possibility, I'm actually going to anticipate the draft of the first 5 picks to look like this. Cam Ward 1 to Tennessee, Travis Hunter 2 to Cleveland, Abdul Carter 3 to the Giants, my boy the Alligator Arms, and Will Campbell going 4 to my New England Patriots, and then Ashton Jeanty to the Jaguars at 5. Stu, your reaction.
So it's pretty much the spot that you were kind of worried about with Hunter and Carter not being there for your Patriots. Yeah. This is now, for me, kind of my nightmare in terms of they're not going to take a quarterback. I'd be stunned if they took Shedeur at 6. Now the fact that Jeanty is gone, I mean, I'm okay with an offensive lineman, yeah. But it's not as exciting as Jeanty.
Now, here's the other interesting thing. Is Mason Graham about to fall? I think Mason Graham is the third best player in the NFL draft. Just pound for pound player. Abdul Carter's 1, Travis Hunter 2, Mason Graham 3, Ashton Jeanty 4, Tyler Warren 5. I'm looking at Schrager's mock draft. And he has Cam Ward to Tennessee, Travis Hunter to Cleveland, Abdul Carter to the Giants, Will Campbell to New England, Ashton Jeanty to Jacksonville, Armin Membu to Las Vegas, Tyler Warren to the Jets at 7, Jalen Walker to the Panthers at 8, Mykel Williams to the Saints at 9. And then he has the Colts trading up to 10. The Bears falling back. Colston Loveland going to Indianapolis. Walter Nolan going to the 49ers in at 11. Tyler Booker, the offensive lineman, going to the Cowboys at 12. And then Mason Graham falling all the way to 13. Think about that. A guy that has been projected by most to be the obvious pick at 5 for the Jaguars. According to Peter Schrager, he has him falling all the way to 13. So here are my reactions to Peter Schrager's mock draft. Number one, Genty is off the board by the time the Raiders pick at 6. And Genty is the pick of the Jaguars at 5, which I don't hate it. Because you have Genty, you have ATN towards the end of his deal in Jacksonville. You also have Brian Thomas, the wide receiver who was sensational last year. And you're trying to get the most out of Trevor Lawrence, who so far has been up and down and more down than up so far in his NFL career. So that's one takeaway, is that Genty going to the Jaguars. The other takeaway, Mason Graham going to the Dolphins at 13. I'd be very surprised if he falls out of the top 10, but who knows? Schrager knows something. And then finally, where's Shador? Because Shador is the biggest story of this draft. And Peter Schrager has Shador Sanders going to the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 21st overall selection of the draft. And you know what's wild? Will Johnson, who was projected top 5 last year, Peter Schrager has him falling all the way to 28. 28 to the Lions. So he would stay in the state of Michigan, going from the Wolverines to the Detroit Lions. So how about that? A little Schrager bomb, and we'll see if it turns out to be true. Could this be his Adam Schefter moment, where last year Schefter called his shot with information on Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix? Could this be the Schrager moment, the Schrager time to shine, as he has Ashton Genty going to the Jaguars with Duval with the 5th overall selection? Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. News brief next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, we opened up the show talking about Peter Schrager's one and only mock draft. And even though he did have the Cleveland Browns taking Travis Hunter at 2 and Abdul Carter going 3 to the Giants, his most fascinating opinion so far is Ashton Jeanty to 5 to the Jaguars and Mason Graham falling out of the top 10 all the way to 13 to the Miami Dolphins. Peter Schrager still says on ESPN, though, that there's intrigue at 2 and 3 now, and there's a lot of trade calls being made.
2 is where it gets interesting. The same teams that have been calling the Titans are calling the Browns. And the Browns, unlike the Titans, are listening. And their phone lines are open. And the Giants, some calls have been made too. The same thing there. So every year you have GMs making phone calls, just trying to get a feel for it. But I could say with great certainty that both the Browns at 2 and the Giants at 3, phone lines are open, and they're not telling teams, no, we're set. Travis Hunter's our guy, or Abdul Carter's our guy. Both those teams, the door is still open, and they are listening to calls. Whether or not that's where they go or not, it's a different story, but it at least leads to some intrigue, and it might just not be chalk at the top of the draft.
So I think you could listen. I think that's fine. I would be very surprised, though, if both of those teams are passing up on quarterbacks with GMs that are on the hot seat, and Andrew Berry and Peter Schrager, they don't then take the two best players in this draft in Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. Let's go to Mickey Loomis. Remember this Derek Carr injury that just, like, popped up out of nowhere, and it wasn't the injury that he suffered towards the end of the season, and now people are wondering if there's more to this injury? Well, this is what Mickey Loomis had to say on Derek Carr's injury the other day.
He does have an issue with his shoulder. We're hoping to get some resolution and clarity on that in the near future, and when we do, I'll report back to you. Otherwise, I don't have anything more.
Alrighty, so basically no update from the Saints brass. Let's go to the Cowboys brass. Last year, they were all in. Pause, comma, Skip Bayless, my ass. That's what ended up happening. This year, they were going to be selectively aggressive. I guess they haven't selected to be aggressive yet. Here is Stephen Jones on this year's offseason for the Cowboys.
I think we did overall a much better job than, say, last year of really, doing quite a bit of volume in terms of really improving our roster. I think our work we did in free agency is going to really pay off. I think it's going to make us a deeper football team one way or the other, and what we add through this draft should, just make us better. Most of the time, 99% of the time, that's our goal in free agency, not necessarily to go out and sign, the highest paid guys.
Hey, Stu, what they doing free agency? Like, seriously?
Almost sounds like a fake quote.
Like,
they did nothing.
Was this AI? They got that defensive tackle that they paid $80 million to. It's like, what else did you do? And that was one of their own anyway. It wasn't like they brought in somebody else. They re-signed their own defensive tackle. So what did they really do? Oh, they got Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams. You know what? Clap it up. How about them Cowboys? Like, they've done nothing. We sit here and talk football daily. I'm pretty plugged in when it comes to the NFL. Re-signing one of your own on the defensive side of the ball to an $80 million deal, that's the most memorable part of this offseason so far for the drama Dallas choking Cowboys. Oh, they got Jack Sanborn. He has a whopping 4.5 career sacks. Big moves. Cam Jurgens. He got a new deal from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a pro bowler. 4 years, $68 million, 39.4 guaranteed. Contract runs through 2029. Now, I haven't heard this audio yet, But the slug line here is on his first purchase after his new deal. Stu, have you heard this audio yet? Just wondering.
I have, yes.
Okay. I'm going to take a guess on what it could be. It's going to be something bizarre, right? It's not like, oh, I got a new truck or I got a brand new house. I got a Lamborghini. I'm going to say he got a tractor. Is that what it was? Was it a tractor?
This was not a tractor, no.
Okay.
You're never going to guess.
Never? Can I get a hint?
It's not like a physical thing. It's not like something like you hold. It's not like a physical thing like a car that you buy.
Okay. You got a stack of pancakes because he gives a lot of pancakes on the offensive line?
It's not food either.
Oh, my God. Play the answer.
Hey, Ken, congrats. Last year, Landon told us his big purchase was the mower when he got paid. Do you have anything in mind for yourself?
I haven't given it too much thought. I feel like I fly a lot, so I might look into this thing called like TSA PreCheck. I feel like that sounds like it's a good idea. I'm kind of tired of waiting in lines. I think I could afford that. So I don't know. I think I'm going to look into TSA PreCheck next and see if I can get that done.
Now, I have TSA PreCheck. It is not expensive. I think it's like $80 or something like that, $75, and it lasts for like 5 years. Cam, before this deal, you could get TSA PreCheck. What are we doing? You Cam freaking Jurgens. You make all this money, and now since you got millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in a long-term deal, when you already made a good amount of money, oh, now you can get TSA PreCheck? Oh, my God. You're right. I would have never got that one. That's stunning. Chris Haynes was on the Dan Patrick Show. Will Giannis Antetokounmpo finish his career in Milwaukee? The Bucks are down 0-2.
Will Giannis finish his career in Milwaukee?
I don't think so. I just, this is going to be a pivotal playoff. These 2025 playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's going to be pivotal. You know, Will, if they don't get to the finals, win the finals, or even make a deep run, you can probably see some wholesale changes going on in Milwaukee. Mm. From, you know, you can go from coaching staff, from front office to the players. Like, it can be a pretty big, significant wholesale if the Milwaukee Bucks don't make a significant run this postseason.
Could you see them trading Giannis?
I could see them going in a different direction. And, yeah, I can see that possibility if things go sour this postseason, for sure.
Look at the leapfrog effect here. Bill Reiter said this in the winter. We then took Bart Winkler and had them fight. Then we had Bill repeat it the other day when he was in studio. Brian Geltzeiler has also leapfrogged and said the same thing. And now you have Chris Haynes leapfrogging both of those guys and saying the same thing that they've been saying. So I usually defend Giannis and defend Milwaukee and say he ain't leaving. I can't sit here and be like Jordan Belfort and now say, oh, yeah, I'm not bleeping leaving. I think where there's smoke, there's a fire. And this could be the last straw here. And it looks like the Bucks are going to lose this series to the Pacers. They're only down 0-2, but it does not look good right now. Let's go to Doc Rivers. Is he happy with where his team is right now? Oh, boy.
Going into game three, you mentioned trending in the right direction, but also the starting unit, some of the struggles there. Clearly, you've switched it up in the second half, right, to go with – I mean, I guess you just start game three and trust that adjustments will be made.
We'll just see. You know, we have time. We have 48 hours. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing right now because I don't know. You know, but we'll figure it out. I'm very confident about this series.
Okay. Well, I guess the best thing for Doc Rivers isn't up 3-1. Maybe he'll have a comeback left in this time around. Let's go to Tyrese Halliburton. He was recently voted the most overrated player in the NBA. This is how he responded to it.
It didn't impact the way I play today at all. I must be doing something right, you know, if that's the case. You know, I don't have a big speech or comment on it. I mean, all I care about is this locker room and winning games. And, you know, we're in position to, you know, go to Milwaukee and, you know, continue this series on. So not too worried about that. I know who I am. I'm confident in my own skin and not worried about, you know, what anybody thinks. My teammates trust me. So does, you know, my front office, my coaching staff. So I'm good. I could care less.
one tone there on that voice. Sometimes that voice goes to two different tones. Didn't happen there. Let's see Rick Carlisle take it to the next level on this anonymous poll.
There was an anonymous player poll that came out, and the players voted Tyrese is the most overrated player in the league. He's been candid about...
Yeah, I heard about this, and the other guys on the list were Jimmy Butler and Giannis. All right, and I want to see the guys' faces that voted those guys. I want to see the faces of those guys. All right? This is a bullshit poll.
Get
not everybody even answered in the poll. All right? Guys were able to answer if they wanted to. They were asked on camera or with a microphone. The whole thing's bullshit. Okay? And it's just it's really a shameful thing. It's just a shameful thing. All right? Jimmy Butler would be a finalist for MVP if, you know, he had gotten to Golden State a month and a half earlier. I mean, what that guy's done. And Giannis, are you kidding me? I'm done. Thank you.
He's my favorite coach in the NBA right now, Rick Carlisle. Love that answer. That's spectacular. Will Campbell, how about the short arms criticism?
It's not exhausting. I've heard it since I was 14 years old. You know, the school that I just went to, they said the same thing to me. You know, my coaches, you know, that everybody's had a concern with my arm length since I was 14 years old and I got my first offer. I didn't let it become a problem now or then. I'm not going to now. You know, there's some teams that want to play me a guard, and I'm fully willing to do that because I'm a team guy first. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to wait, and if that means me playing early, me winning, is me a guard, me at X receiver, me at tight end, that's what I'm going to do. So, like I said, wherever, you know, the opportunity presents itself for me to get on the field as fast as possible is what I'm going to do.
That's my offensive lineman. That's my offensive lineman. And finally, Abdul Carter talks Giants before the draft.
Which teams did you speak to that you have the best feeling about going in?
They're definitely in New York right now, but we'll see what happens tomorrow.
If you were a New York Giant following the footsteps of other Penn Staters like Saquon Barkley, LaVar Arrington, what do you think about that opportunity?
It'd be a blessing. I'd love to take advantage of the opportunity.
How did your meetings go with the Giants?
I think it went well. Definitely got a good feeling with them, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Will you bring an explosiveness to the table?
For sure. I'm bringing everything. For sure.
Look at Bruce Beck. I know that voice. He's trying to get that big answer for the NBC4 news report. And Abdul Carter, yeah, like a little bit. Yeah, the Giants talked to him, blah, blah, blah. But not a lot much after that. All right, that's the news brief. Ryan Hot Take Hickey will join us in studio next with his hottest and spiciest NFL draft takes. Also at the top of the hour, 10 teams, 10 insiders, 10 picks. We will do our Zach Gelb Show top 10 NFL mock draft. Update time. Here's Zach.
The piping hot takes of Ryan Hate to Hot Take Hickey do not, I repeat, do not reflect the views of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's Hickey at Nye Sunday, now combing our hair with moose gel spray. The takes are so hot, 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 sometimes it's right, usually not. His best segment is coming up next.
Everybody.
But you better watch out for the Hickey head. Hot takes and hair gel on a Sunday night. Hickey's got the taste of probably on a cry. Dropping a teaser for what's coming up next. But you better watch out for the Hickey Hicks. Talking Penn State while Stu's smoking Kush. But Hickey is always the number one rush. You will nicer and more smack and more sober than Stu. We only joke of us, we like you. But I have to ask, is it true? Is your hair held together by Pace and Luke? Oh, Hickey's takes are coming up next. But you better watch out for the Hickey Hicks.
NFL general managers are tuning into this show right now just for this segment because they want to hear Ryan Hot Take Hickey's spicy, and I mean spicy, NFL draft takes, so they know to do the opposite or just find a way to ignore him altogether if he's going to be praising him and saying, yeah, I like this pick. No, no, no. Let me think about it again. Maybe I should go back to my draft board and pick somebody else. So that's a big honor on you. You got GM, all 32 NFL GMs. Shane texted me, Brandon Bean, Veach, Howie Roseman. They're all listening to the show right now.
I take this very seriously. I came with notes, so I hope the GMs are listening, because if you want to have a good draft, you do what I say, the opposite. Unlike George Costanza, doing the opposite would not work for you.
Wait, can I see those notes just real quickly?
Sure. I can't.
Okay.
Because what we're going to talk about, I want to spoil the shock and the awe.
Let me tell you.
But I wrote down a few names.
That could be the most prepared any producer or host has ever been at this network. Wow. Those are a lot
Bar
of notes.
Is low.
I said producer and host, Santer and Stu, don't cry. I didn't throw you guys under the bus.
Wow,
I said
also,
producers and hosts.
That is what, a pool of very few people?
What do you mean?
Are you saying producers and hosts or people that produce and host on this?
Separation. Okay. All the above. I know, but we get very particular around here.
No,
you're producer, your host. We're one big family here.
That we are. That we are.
All right. Give me your first spicy NFL draft hot take.
Okay. First one here. If the Raiders draft Ashton Jeanty, it is the worst pick of the entire draft. The entire 2025 draft. I don't care who goes where otherwise. It's the worst pick.
Now, I don't know if you realized I was there yesterday, but I was in the newsroom, just minding my own business. I walked out of the studio during a break, you know, just seeing who I could talk to.
Okay.
And Stu Kovacs comes right around the corner, and he goes, I can't believe you would say that Ashton Jeanty is going to be the worst pick of the draft. How dumb are you? Are you the biggest moron that we have here at the Infinity Sports
Thank you for cleaning
Network.
Up, because Stu said it a lot.
Yes.
The NSFW
mother bleeping moron that we have at this mother bleeping network.
It was JJ Redick-esque from last night. It was along those lines.
So Stu, now we have Hickey here in person on the air. If, and this may not be the pick anymore, because it could be a little Ashton Jeanty going to Jacksonville. Anything you would like to say to Ryan, dumb take Hickey. I mean hot take Hickey.
This might be a moot point at this point, but yeah, I just don't think it'd be the worst pick. I understand the Raiders have 10 needs, at least. They have a ton of needs. But taking what might be the best available player or second best available player on the board, I don't know. I just can't get... There's going to be a pick that we're like, huh? At like 25, there's going to be a pick where we're like, who? The guy was like the 50th best prospect taken that high. There's no way that's going to be worse than Jeanty.
I'm with Stu. I don't understand your explanation. Or the thought that he would be the worst pick.
Here's why. It's not even... I like Ashton Jeanty as a player. He's very good. But
I don't
here
know if
it
you
is.
Do. It doesn't sound like you do.
Number one, the running back position, more than any other position, is reliant on the five guys blocking for you. The Raiders last year, the worst rushing attack in all the NFL. Mm. They were putrid.
You were probably the same guy that when the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley, you were like, oh, I love the pick because he goes to Penn State. Oh, it's spectacular. But now it's because there's a Boise State running back and it's Stu's potential Raiders or it's Liam Cohen Duval. Jacksonville Jaguars. Now you get a crap on it?
No.
You're
but
a fraud.
Part of it, no, that's not true. Part of it is your running back, I think, and a lot of times is only as good as the guys blocking for you. The Raiders are the worst offensive line in the NFL. And this is a deep running back draft. You don't have to go number six. The Raiders need a running back, yes. You can get, I think, similar value in round two or round three that you could get with Jeanty at six. Go offensive line, beef up the guys that are supposed to be blocking for Jeanty or whatever running back you're going to have, and eventually whatever quarterback you end up drafting, whether it's next year, the year after, whatever it may be, build that up versus getting a running back that I don't think will be as effective because he's not going to have any holes to run through. Jeanty makes everybody miss. The problem is he's going to make 10 guys miss and get back to the line of scrimmage for a gain of zero.
Do you remember the year when Damon Arnette went in the first round?
Yes, the Raiders.
And that, to Stu's point, sorry, Stu, I know it's your Raiders, but I'm helping you out here. That was like, what the bleep are they doing? There's going to be a what the bleep moment that even with what your explanation is, which I don't love it, even if people think that explanation is fine, that's going to be worse than potentially if Jeanty going six. And I'm all on board. I don't even think Jeanty will be there at six anymore. I'm with Peter Schrager with him going at five. Is it the same way for you with the Jaguars?
Similarly, I don't think it's going to be that. Like I think it would be a little bit better. But yeah, the Jaguars O-line stinks. Like I don't get the point of drafting a running back if the guys can't block for him. It's a wasted pick. It's a position and running back that is easiest to find value.
He is red, folks.
But like what I don't, you know what drives me crazy?
And the vein is popping out of his cabeza.
I hate during draft time when everyone just jumps on the train of, oh yeah, this is what's happening and no one questions it. Whether it's the Jaguars at five or the Raiders at six, look at who's blocking for them. How can you sit there and say that makes sense? Look at the other running backs in the draft. Caleb Johnson out of Iowa is a great running back. Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. This is a very deep running back draft. Why would you... I was going to say a phrase that probably would not... Why would
Don't
you
curse
use
again, potty mouth.
A draft pick that high in number six on a position that, again, number one would not be as effective with a battle line, and number two, you can get similar, not equal, similar value to 50 picks later. It doesn't make sense to me.
Hmm.
It does not make any sense to me. Stu, it makes no sense to me.
Take number two.
Okay. Second best quarterback When we're talking 10 years from now.
Oh, hold on. You're already going to crap on Shador because you hate Colorado.
No. This is because what I'm about to say is not even like what I'm about to say is mostly landing spot versus quarterback talent. Will Howard.
I think
he can be like
Will
a
Howard
Dak
is the
Prescott
second best quarterback in this draft class?
Will be when it's all said and done.
Oh,
I think he's because he's going to follow a Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy like model. He's going to go late day two, probably maybe early day three to a team that probably doesn't need a starter right away. That's a pretty good team.
You got Jeremiah Smith in that NFL team.
He's going to sit behind.
They're talented.
Depends where he goes to LA. What if he sits behind Stafford for a year or two? All of a sudden he slides in when Stafford retires.
You know what I would do?
What was that?
If then Will Howard gets drafted in my division, I'm drafting all Michigan players. That's what I would do.
You know what?
You hate Shador Sanders that much that you're going to tell me that Will Howard is the second best quarterback in this draft class?
I'm saying will be. I'm not saying is right now, but like, I don't trust Jackson Dart. I don't trust Jalen Milroe.
No, I don't trust Will
Shador
Howard.
Shador Sanders, I got questions about as well. Like, and I think where Shador Sanders is likely to get mocked to he's not going to be in a great situation.
Oh, my God.
Will Howard's a winner. Performs well in big games.
Will Howard.
Aside from Michigan.
Will
But he won a national
Howard.
Title, made some big throws. I'm going to take a shot at you. You wanted spicy takes. You didn't want me to just say, okay, who's going to go number two?
Will Travis Howard. Horner.
I think 10 years from now, he could have a Dak Prescott-like mm-hmm. run.
Chip Kelly is on line one. I just told John Spytek, do not draft Will Howard. Oh, my God. Hello, John. Hope you're listening.
Well, I hope. Will Howard does not go to LA or Las Vegas. That would not be well for my prediction. That's a team that has a lot of holes, a lot of needs.
Okay. Number one, the Jaguars would make the worst first round, the Raiders would make the worst first round selection of the entire draft. They take Ashton Jeanty.
Correct.
Oof. Then you topped yourself here. This is a double oof. This is oof, oof. You ended up saying that Will Howard's going to be the second best quarterback.
Who's talking about
Dak
Prescott in his draft class? Who's talking about Brock Purdy in their draft class? I like experienced quarterbacks that play in big moments and win big games.
Can I challenge this? You were giving takes about Dak Prescott?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm saying who was talking.
Oh, okay.
I meant nobody.
I thought you were saying, like,
no.
It was me. Look at me.
No.
I'm the quarterback.
No. Nobody saw him coming. He played a lot of football. Won some big games at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. Like, you go to the right system, and that's why I'm like in terms of like being the second best guy, I'm more believing in Will Howard. I'm assuming he's going to go later in the draft.
Oh, they probably, don't run! Just kidding.
To a team that does not need a quarterback right away, so he could sit, watch, learn, probably get some good coaching.
I'm just messing with you. So, that would have been really funny if they went yard here. So Hickey is distracted because he's watching the Mets game.
I'm locked in.
And people are in the YouTube chat. They're like, Hickey isn't even looking at Gelb today. He's distracted, or he at least knows that these takes just suck. Hickey keeps on looking at the TV, so I just said, the Mets are up in a 2-2 game. They hit a home run thinking that, you know, Hickey maybe would go along with it, which he did, and then he realized that I was just being a prankster. So that was that.
Jokester.
Can I get take number three?
Sure.
Is this your last take?
Yeah.
You have more. You have more takes?
No, but you asked for three. I got like three ready.
Okay.
This is, I would say, the coolest that I think some people I've seen agree on this.
What do you mean the coolest? Like it's a cool idea?
No,
or
no.
Like the spiciness
of the take. This is not good. I'm not saving the best for last year. I came out of the gate firing with the two that I think.
No. I think the second one, the cream of the Oreo, was the best part of the Oreo in this one. Because Will Howard being the second best quarterback in this draft class. Will, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Your NFL career was already probably screwed. Now it's really screwed because Hickey is on board with you.
He may be number one, depending on how Cam Ward does.
Oh, my God. Zach Gelb just passed away. Have a moment of silence. He is no longer alive with us right now. Time of death, 3:51 p.m. Eastern time. Cause of death, killed by Ryan Hickey's takes, pretty much. All right, give me the take here.
I think the biggest bust in round one, James Pierce, defensive end, Tennessee.
Now, can I ask this question?
Sure.
So, what would you where do you have to get picked in the draft to be qualified as a bust? Like, I think it really has to be top 10 because, for example, we do these lists. JR does lists as well, and it's like biggest draft bust ever. And people will be like Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was picked what, like 20?
I thought it was like 15.
Johnny Manziel? I want to say he was picked like 25 or something like that. Maybe even 26. Let's just see real quickly.
Either way, he was a first round pick is fair. Like, I don't think it has to be top 10. Like, if you
he was
are
picked
a 22. Team,
22, 20, Johnny Manziel. I don't know. I feel like you got to be picked top 10 to be considered
like,
a boss.
If you're picking a first round pick, like that's like you're getting or you expect to get an impact player. Like a guy
James
that's going to come
Pierce,
in.
I've seen people say, oh, he could go top 10. And I've also seen people be like, oh, he'll be 28 or 29.
I think if he goes, for me, the cutoff's first round. Okay. For in terms of being a draft boss.
And why are you out on him?
There's been a lot of questions, and you can kind of see it watching Tennessee work ethic. Don't love that.
Okay.
Don't love that. A lot of talent. Probably go pretty high. Maybe third or fourth edge rusher off the board.
Your QB evaluations, you don't usually have a good history by this.
Yeah.
So Will Howard's going to be number two. You said Anthony Richardson has the highest ceiling of that draft.
I think that's, I stand by that. Now he's not living up to it, but that doesn't mean his.
You loved
like,
the pick.
I did.
And you also hated the CJ Stroud selection at two of the Texans.
I did. And that's not worked out. But I love Bryce Young. He's coming around. He finished strong last year. Get some talent more.
Let's not mush him here, all right? He's finally off to a good start.
He's got his feet under him in year number two.
All right. Give me one more take. Colts, what are they going to do? They're sitting there at, what, 14?
14.
Your Colts.
I mean, I hope, because Tyler Warren's not going to be a thought. I hope it's Colson Loveland.
Hickey rooting for a Michigan guy.
If it's not, I would probably say they go corner, which is not great because they need offensive line help more. I just don't think there's an offensive lineman there, especially guard, that makes sense to go at 14.
Banks.
I would say Johnny Barron is someone that I hope can kind of fall.
Well, I was saying on the
there.
Offensive line.
Oh, sorry. I'll take Kelvin Banks. I don't know if he's going to be there. I think he's someone that they have good tackles, but they also, I think, need to look for the future that wouldn't play right away. They need a guard, but there's no guard. You're going to take a 14 right now in this draft. So I think another DB in the first round for Chris Bowe that's probably going to flame out and stink, and Colts are going to have to live with it.
We should like dump water on you at the end of these segments to cool you off.
I feel like we've had fun the last few weeks. This is the most fired up I've been in a while.
I always have fun. I always have fun.
I have fun too. I'm saying, I was fired up, ready to go.
Good presence. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. Top 10, Zach Gelb Show, NFL mock draft. We'll do that on the other side.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.